Hello and welcome to the Up North Halo podcast. I am the host, Nicholas Eggdorf, and I am currently recording this on Super Bowl Sunday. The game just kicked off about 2 minutes ago, so by the time I release this episode, the game will most likely be over. And if you have a rooting interest between the Eagles and Chiefs, I hope your team wins. I personally could not care less who wins. Being a Patriots fan, I despise both of these teams and would have rather seen the Bengals or even the Niners win, but that cannot happen, so I guess I must hope for the game ending in a tie and nobody wins and just move on to next year, but that is also unlikely. But we are not here for football talk. We are here for Angels baseball talk, and we're going to talk specifically about the World Baseball Classic that's coming up, and I am so looking forward to this. This is one of the best tournaments that happens in baseball. It's our Olympics. It's our World Cup. It is so much fun to have a best-on-best tournament. And a lot of Angels are going to be playing in this tournament. And I'll just give you a quick little rundown of who's playing in their respective countries. Some of them are kind of obvious, like the first two. Mike Trout, captaining Team USA. Huge honor that he took on to be the captain of the Americans. I know a lot of you listeners are American, so you will probably be rooting for him quite a bit. And Shohei Ohtani for Team Japan. Those are the big names. But then there's Max Stassi and David Fletcher for Italy, who I will be cheering for quite a bit because I am part Italian. There is no Germany, so I won't be rooting for them because, you know, they don't play. And I'll also be rooting for Canada because I am Canadian, so those two countries are my favorites leaning into it until they probably get knocked out, and I'll probably start cheering for the U.S. And then we also have Luis Rengifo, who will be playing for Venezuela. Then you also have Jaime Barilla and Julio Goff for the Dominican, I believe that flag is, and Alan Carter for China, Deshaun Knowles for Great Britain, Aaron Whitefield for Australia, and Zach Weiss for Israel. You also have Benji Gill and Patrick Sandoval. Sorry, the Eagles just scored and I'm kind of flubbering my words. Patrick Sandoval and Benji Gill, who will be the manager for Mexico, and Sandoval will be playing for the team. So that is the list of main players. Oh, sorry, Gio Urshela as well. I just lost his name somewhere in the shuffle here. But he will be playing for the Colombian team. And those are all your Halos who will be playing in this tournament. And lots of names to look out for, a lot of variety, so it's not too stacked up. But you can find a lot of players if you're of different nationalities, and you'll have a reason to watch. I for sure will be tuning in. And this is a fun tournament. Last time it went on was 2017. And it was a lot of fun to watch. I don't remember much of it because I only saw little clips because I didn't have like any sort of subscriptions to any of the platforms that it was on. And I don't have access at the time to that sort of stuff. So I kind of had to just go off of what I saw on the internet. And it was not a lot. But this time I'm going to be able to watch as many games as I can. I hope I can watch every game, but I know I can't do that. So I'll have to pick and choose. But this is, as I said, a best-on-best tournament, which we have all been looking forward to for a long time, I'm sure. Having some sort of game like this that means a lot to the players, that is right at spring training. It basically acts as an extension of spring training and get them into game speed before the regular season. It's a way of building them up and getting them into the spring of things, pun intended, skipping spring training, but you can get into a groove right around the start of the season. The only thing that I'm concerned about is the injury risk, and some players who didn't participate in the tournament will cite that as a reason why they wouldn't go. That is a fully acceptable reason not to go. You can just chill out at spring training. There will be games in Florida and Arizona, so it's not far away from the spring training facilities that during the spring training games are only in Florida and Arizona, so that makes some of the travel easier too, so you're not worrying about that. But there will be some games in Asia as well. There will be some in the Tokyo Dome. And apparently that Eagle touchdown just got called back and Hurts ran it in for a touchdown, so my prop hit. Let's fucking go. We happy about that. Anyways, sorry, sidetracked. Football. And where was I? I was talking about the injury risk, and some players don't want to deal with that. Fully understand that. It's totally their prerogative to play or to not play in this tournament. But having as many big names in this tournament makes it so much more fun. We just want to see good baseball. We want to see competitive baseball. And it's just so entertaining. And I am so looking forward to it, just to get that finally out of the way. Just looking forward to an awesome, awesome setting in baseball. Cannot wait. And what this tournament is, it is a round robin into, you win your group or you can come in second and you move on. And then from there, you get into the quarters, then the semis, and then the finals. The semis and final games, I believe, are played in Florida, and they are going to be electric, as we all expect. But Miami has a tendency to have a lot of fun during the baseball games. I'm sure you can tell by all the tons and tons of fans you see at Marlins and Rays games. Yeah, but this is a little different because this is national pride on the line, and a lot of the things we're talking about with Trout and Ohtani, to see them in competitive games where they're competing for something is huge, to see something like that, because it's been since 2014 we've seen Trout in a meaningful game, being realistic. And it gives him, I don't even want to say a drive, because he has the drive to get there, but it just kind of lights a fire under you that if after a while it kind of can fizzle out and you're not, you almost forget what it feels like. But this will help bring that back, and hopefully it brings up all the players who play in this tournament to give the Angels better baseball down the line. And I am fully on board with them playing their hearts out and just going out there and doing whatever it takes to win that. It's their country. They want to win for their country. So go out there and leave it all on the field. I don't think that Ohtani or Trout or Fletcher or Sandoval or anyone who's playing in this tournament is going to go above and beyond what their expectations are for how far they want to push themselves. I'm sure Ohtani is given free rein from Perry and staff to go out and do what he needs to do to win this tournament, but I don't think he's going to go out and say, oh yeah, I'm going to pitch every day and I'm going to hit third every time through the lineup. I don't think he's going to do anything stupid like that, because he knows what his body needs. He knows how much rest he needs. He can recover. He'll give himself enough time to reasonably recover to go out there the next day and still put up godly numbers. I have total faith in him that he's going to do that with all my heart. He is going to do fine. I don't think he's going to get hurt, knock on wood, that it's not going to happen. But moving on to some of the rosters that I wanted to talk about, because there are some real cool ones that I've been looking at for a while. And I'm Canadian, so I'm going to start with the Canadian roster. And I'll start with a guy who is just a prospect, but I really like this guy. He's one of my favorite prospects in sports, and that's Edward Julian. The guy is awesome. He's a member of the Twins organization, and he's basically just the prospect God of Walks. The Canadian prospect God of Walks is the coolest nickname you can have. That is awesome. I love this guy. I think he's got a very bright future, and he is going to be fun to watch. I haven't seen too much on him. I'm hoping I'll be able to watch more of his games now, especially with doing the podcast. It gives me more of a reason to look into other teams' prospects and stuff. So I will totally be doing that. And Freddie Freeman, I keep forgetting this until rosters come out that he plays for Canada. I I don't know why he's such a stud. It doesn't make sense that you would forget something like that, but I remembered after I saw this. And then, of course, Tyler O'Neill and Bo Naylor, a couple of other good kids. I like Tyler. He's from around the same area that I am, so I love to see that. And another guy, Abraham Toro, I'm excited to see him play as well. And there's a couple pitchers here that I'm looking for, like Matt Brash, who's a pitcher in the Mariners system, but he's definitely good. And Nick Pivetta and Cal Quantrill, those are a couple other names. Those are the big ones that I'm looking for on this Canadian side, but this team isn't going to get steamrolled. They have quality bats, and they have a couple really good arms. Sure, John Axford's corpse is still being trotted out there, but that's neither here nor there. But yeah, this team actually does look like a lot of fun. I'm quite excited to see these guys play. And I'll also jump into the American roster because, holy, this is star-studded. Just listing these names feels like the thing you do if you started a franchise mode and turned off trade denials. Like, you just made every trade accepted and you could just go and get everybody and turned off salary cap and stuff like that. You could just go out and do whatever. It's Pete Alonso, Tim Anderson, Nolan Arenado, Mookie Betts, Paul Goldschmidt, Kyle Higashioka, sorry, messed that up, Jeff McNeil, Cedric Mullins, JT Realmuto, Kyle Schwarber, Will Smith, Mike Trout, Kyle Tucker, Trey Turner, Bobby Witt Jr. Like, that is the most stud batting class you can have. That is a master class of talent there. And even some of the pitchers, it's a little bit weaker than the position players, I will say that. But you'll got guys like Nestor Cortez, Merrill Kelly, Clayton Kershaw, Lance Lynn, Miles Mikolas, Adam Ottavino, Ryan Pressly, Adam Wainwright, Devin Williams. Like, that's still a fantastic team right there. You're going to compete to win this tournament, I think. And I'll get to why I say compete to win this tournament in just a second. But I'll save that one for last. And oh my god, the Chiefs just scored an absolute bomb. Kelsey got a tutty. That means my prop has hit on that. Fantastic. We are 2 for 2 and we're like 8 minutes into the game. Fantastic. We love to see that. That's like a 25-yard bomb. Oh yeah, right over the shoulder. Anyways, sorry. Sidetracked again. Can't keep watching the game. But I will get into the team that I think is actually going to win it. And I think that's the Dominican Republic. That's my personal pick. I will probably be wrong because I seem to have the worst luck when it comes to predicting these things. But they've got Willy Adames, Robinson Cano, Nelson Cruz, Rafael Devers, Wander Franco, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., Teoscar Hernandez, Eloy Jimenez, Manny Machado, Ketel Marte, Francisco Mejia, Jeremy Pena, Julio Rodriguez, Gary Sanchez, Gene Segura, and Juan Soto. I think that is the best lineup in this tournament. I think it is slightly better than the American lineup, to be honest. There's a lot more balance between it, I think. There's a lot more speed between guys like Julio Rodriguez and you got Manny Machado, who's a lot faster than people give him credit for, I think. And you got lots of power, lots and lots of power. But I think the arms is where it separates the Dominican and the U.S. Sandy Alcantara, Johnny Cueto, Carlos Estevez, who I did not mention, but he is playing for the Dominican. I forgot about him. I'm sorry about that. But you also got Christian Javier, Luis Garcia, Jimmy Garcia, Rafael Montero, Hector Neris, Gregory Soto, Cesar Valdez. So many quality arms. That is the best team, bottom to top. They are going to go so far in this tournament. I am super excited to watch their games. And I think this team has so much talent. It is fun to watch. And now I'll get into Venezuela as well. Got guys like Ronald Acuna, Jose Altuve, Miguel Cabrera, Salvador Perez, Luis Ranjifo, Anthony Santander, Eugenio Suarez. Funny. And you got some good arms in there, like Jose Quijada, who's also playing in this tournament. And you got some great guys from the Japanese team as well. You got Shohei Ohtani, obviously. You got Seiya Suzuki, Yu Darvish. You got some names that I cannot pronounce well. I am horrible with names. But you also got the guy from the Cardinals, Lars Nootbaar. He's going to be playing for Japan. I didn't even know that he was Japanese, to be honest. But I love some of these teams, man. Every time I read a name off of a roster on these guys, I just get more and more excited, and I can't keep doing it. Those are some of the big names in the teams that I have a vested interest in, but I'm going to go to my personal first choice team that I'm going to be watching very, very closely. I just need to see my Italian boys do well. And of course, we have David Fletcher and Max Stassi on the team. So those are going to be the two angels that I'm going to be looking out for. But there's also a couple players on here that a lot of people probably don't know of. Like a Vinny Pascantino, who is the guy from the Royals. He's probably going to be playing in the majors this year, I would imagine. But he looks really good. And we also have David Fletcher's brother, I think, of that relation. Dominic Fletcher, who's going to be playing there. Sal Frelick, who I believe plays for the NL, somewhere in the NL Central, I think. I'm pretty sure it's the Cubs. I will check that, and I'll get back at the end. But those are some of the bigger names on offense that I've seen. But we do have a couple decent pitchers. They're mostly bullpen arms like Joe Biagini, but we have Matt Harvey as well. Which we have Matt Harvey as well. It's not exactly Chris Sale of the mid-2010s or Clayton Kershaw or, you know, Jacob deGrom or Devin Williams. But, you know, it's not a team that's expected to go far. I just want to see my boys. But got to show a little faithful love to the faithful. And, Nicky Lopez as well. I'm literally just reading the roster right now, but Mike Piazza is going to be managing the team. I'm looking forward to seeing that. That's going to be fun. But I am going to leave this episode a little bit shorter just because there wasn't too much to talk about other than this. This is the main thing that is on everybody's mind other than the comment that Artie Moreno made. I'll wrap this up with this. And Artie mentioned the word entertainment business when he was talking about re-signing Ohtani, and yeah, that's not a good sign. That is not good that he's bringing up entertainment, which means he is not planning on changing at all. The little hope that I had that he would is gone. So very depressing, but yikes. Having that happen is not good. We do not want to see Artie Moreno continuing to do this, but what can we do? We cannot do much except honestly hope that somebody comes in and wows him with an offer, even if selling the team is technically off the table. Someone can just say, here's $4 million, we'll buy the team. But I doubt that's gonna happen. But yeah, I figured I would leave that out there. I'll let you guys do with that information what you will. I will probably go a little deeper into that next week, but that's all I got for today. I hope you all have a fantastic day. I hope you enjoy the Super Bowl. I hope you enjoy the World Baseball Classic, which starts on March 8th, I believe. And I will talk to you guys later, and go Halos.